I'd love to address the, the philanthropic aspect of funding this kind of research. This study was performed over a total of 12 years and sort of in fits and starts and with a lot of enthusiasm in sort of in the past 2 to 3 years, but required multiple grants funding different stages of the research. The Canadian Cancer Society was an early sort of supporter, our very first grant in my newly minted lab. And our first grant was this grant from the Canadian Cancer Society. And that's what started this whole process. So their contribution to the project played a really, really key role in its success. So I think the availability of research funds for cancer is reasonably good, but I think the funding system definitely has challenges. So the success rates for grants, both in Canada and the US, have been trending down for many years. And sort of the kind of research that's being funded has really undergone quite a sea change. So very basic or very fundamental sort of studies that are curiosity driven are becoming much more difficult to fund. And more translational applied studies, I would say, with larger teams involved are getting maybe somewhat easier to fund. And I don't necessarily think that that's a good thing. So what we've always done is maintain that we always have a long-term vision. So the long-term vision of this project, for instance, was to inhibit metastasis. But really, we're asking very simple questions in that what genes are involved in making cells move and invade. And so in terms of funding it, certainly a lot of the grants you apply for are thinking within a 3 to 5 year window, and sort of propose things in a 3 to 5 year window. And I think having to propose a 12-year study in a 3 to 5 year window is complicated. So I think the role of philanthropy is fantastic, because often philanthropy is able to focus on those really sort of potentially high risk but high reward types of questions like this project. And so we relied a lot on philanthropy to make this happen.